This is program number LW2299. Well, it seems to be a big thing these days. There are too many among us who demand that punishing the criminal will not necessarily make him stop his criminal ways. Hi, this is Larry West. In other words, many are insisting that the solution rests primarily on rehabilitation and punishment is not a deterrent. Is that right? Tell that to the Japanese. Last Christmas, 42,000 policemen were placed at 6,000 checkpoints investigating drivers to see if they were under the influence of alcohol. They had to breathe through a tester, and if any sign of alcohol was present, they were taken in for questioning. If tests on them proved they were intoxicated, then their licenses were revoked, and they could not have another chance to get them back for at least a year. At the end of the year, they then have to take a driving test, and the test is so difficult that Japanese drivers must often go to a driving school, which costs $2,000. Now, is punishment a deterrent? Well, if it's not, it's strange. There's only 8% of all traffic accidents there alcohol-related. 8%! Among us, it's 50%. So punishment is not a deterrent. Well, tell that to the Turks. In Turkey, a thief put into jail is the responsibility not of the state, not of the government, but is the responsibility of his family. When he is thrown into prison there, if he is going to eat, if he is going to stay warm, it's his family that has to bring him food and blankets. Now, is punishment a deterrent? Well, it's incredible how comparatively few second offenders there are in Turkey. You know, I think we've forgotten what the word punishment means. We think that everybody in this country of ours has their rights. Let me tell you, when a man or a woman is convicted of a crime, that person has forfeited his rights, and society deserves recompense. Some crimes deserve nothing less than punishment. In 1971, Thomas Vanda was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the killing of a 15-year-old girl, and then he was placed in a mental institution. He was released 5 years later in 1976. A year after that, he committed a second murder. Then he was put in Chicago's Cook County Jail to await trial. He was expected again to plead insanity, but that was frustrated because prison officials got a hold of a letter he wrote to another inmate. Its title, How to Beat a Murder Rap by Pleading Insanity. Some crimes deserve nothing less than punishment. I mean, for the protection of society, rehabilitation is out of the question. Don't think so? Well, here's what God says on that matter, and these are his words, not mine. I quote, If a man strikes another down with an instrument of iron so that he dies, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. And if he strikes him down with a stone in the hand by which a man may die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. Or if he strikes him down with a weapon of wood in the hand by which a man may die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. A couple of paragraphs later in the Bible, God says, and these are his very words, And these things shall be a statute and ordinance to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Now you might be saying, how cruel can God be? Well, you know why God demands the murderer to be put to death? It's because God counts human life precious, and God knows punishment is a deterrent, and he means for societies to preserve human life. That's why the murderer shall be put to death. In fact, when God was the chief executive over a nation centuries ago, God counted human life so precious that, well, just listen to these demands. These are God's words. Quote, For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And I've just read you a few of the things he demanded. You know why? He counts human life precious. And you don't strike out at another human and get away with it. I'm Larry West at World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. You write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.